Welcome to The Inner Circle, the podcast where the Radius Group, a team of experienced wealth advisors, brings you inside the circle of smart financial planning. With a network of industry experts, the Radius Group discusses the latest trends while sharing timeless wealth management techniques. So whether you're looking to optimize your portfolio, minimize taxes, or plan for your future, The Inner Circle is here to provide exclusive and valuable insights. Our guest today is Marcy Solon. Marcy is an agent with Coldwell Banker Heritage. She is not affiliated with UBS Financial Services, and her views are her own. Hello, and welcome back to The Inner Circle. I'm Tiffany Kellner, Senior Vice President with the Radius Group, and today we're diving into the world of real estate. Whether you're considering buying, selling, or simply staying in the know, understanding the real estate market can play a significant role in financial decisions. So with that, I am excited to welcome our guest, Marcy Solon. Many of you might remember Marcy as a crucial member of our team where she made such a significant impact for over two decades. Now she's taken her wealth of knowledge to the real estate realm as an agent with Coldwell Banker Heritage. Marcy, welcome back to the office. It's a pleasure to have you here.
It is so much fun and such an honor to be a part of this. Thank you for inviting me.
Now, before we dive into the current trends, Marcy, would you share with our listeners a little about your transition from the wealth management industry to real estate?
Well, I would say I never thought I would leave here first and foremost. This was my love. Is obviously 21 years of being with this team was super important to me. But I just felt a nudging that I really wanted to be more client-focused and client-facing. And so as I looked at an industry face-to-face, problem-solving, which I feel is one of my gifts, is really where I wanted to see myself. And while buying and selling a home is not a problem, you know, there are tasks that needed to be addressed. And I feel like my time here on this team really made a difference in refining so many parts of the real estate industry. I went from, you know, I could be a trusted advisor and a project manager kind of all at once. Because in real estate, as a project manager, you know, in many ways it mirrors, you know, the wealth management industry where staying ahead of clients' needs, working diligently, working honestly, bringing clarity to situations, handling everything I possibly can for clients. You understand this, Tiffany. Mm-hmm. But there's some things you can't handle. And
You're so right.
You want to give them every tool to make the best decision. So real estate just seemed to be a perfect parlay from the wealth management industry.
Well, we couldn't be more thrilled to have you back in this capacity. So let's jump in. We know that real estate is an integral part of a comprehensive financial plan, and understanding the current landscape is key to making smart and informed decisions. So today, the real estate market is facing many different unique challenges, including interest rates that are incredibly high. And as anybody knows who has ever looked for a house, inventory is incredibly limited. These factors can reshape the dynamics for buyers and sellers alike. So tell us, Marcy, in this current market environment, is this the new normal or is this temporary?
Well, to be honest, yes, for the foreseeable future, this is the new norm. And as you stated, lack of inventory is the biggest issue. It's the driver of everything in the real estate industry right now. And along with the lack of inventory, which I want to delve into a little bit more, in the Dayton, Ohio area, we'll just talk about specifically because that's where we are, a balanced market of houses on the market is between 4,000 and 4,500 houses. Right now, active listings, we have about 1,200. So we're about 75% under the inventory we need to be balanced. So what does that do? Supply and demand.
Right.
It makes the prices rise, holds values, all those things go along with it. And so I think that's a really important indicator for people to understand where this market is and why that's staying. It's going to take us a long time. Right after the 08 economic and housing crash, it became a buyer's market where there are about 14,000 houses on the market. And why that's important is when that happened, a lot of builders and support companies for builders went out of business. So therefore, projections of what was needed for future housing kind of ground to a crawl. So now, as of course we continue to make people in this world and we grow in population, now we're behind the gun. And so that's been a problem. And then the other item that I would say that is kind of the new norm right now is interest rates. I know a lot of people are really worried about interest, thinking, oh my gracious, they're at 6.5% or 7%. If we look historically at interest rates, right now we're at a 30% average, a 30-year average of where interest has been over 30 years. 7.74% is the 30-year average. We're below that. So people get a little freaked out because we remember 3%. But we're really at a historic average. And I think what's super interesting about that is, as consumers, we have no problem paying 28% for personal credit cards. But we're crying about paying 6.5% for a vehicle, a home, that's going to help build your personal wealth. So you're paying 6.5% to 7%, but your credit cards, which the average American, I think, is something like $17,000 they hold in debt, that's per NerdWallet. And you're paying 28%. So perspective. Mm-hmm. So yes, these are the new norms for a foreseeable future. We're not looking for interest probably to go down in this next year.
So how do you help your clients navigate through all the market fluctuations?
Well, the first thing I'd say is it's never too late to get into the real estate scene. Historically, real estate is a safe and a smart investment. You know, as our favorite author, Mark Twain, says, buy land, they aren't making anymore. So, you know, that's one thing, is trying to encourage people, don't be shy. Don't be risk averted in this. Of course, don't go way over what you can spend, but, you know, it's still a smart investment. And if you're trying to build personal wealth, this is a great vehicle. As far as personally helping people navigate this industry, I would say for buyers, first and foremost, education. Getting together with them and explaining what it takes to buy a home before they even start the hunt. Everybody wants to do the hunt first. They put the cart before the horse, and then you're kind of in trouble. So I like to help position them on personal finances, make sure that they have those things in order, get them with a good lender, somebody who really wants to get to know them and help walk them through what they need to do personally and what we need to do to set them up for good lending, and then mentally prepare them for the game that's ahead. Because it is, you have to be ready to act. It's still kind of a very quick market. You got to do it. For sellers, help set a realistic expectation of what a sale of their house means. I think everybody remembers 20 to 22 when houses just were stupid. It was unhealthy. There's no other way for it. It was just, that's, it was right. Silly. Mm-hmm. A dump, 15 people would be offering over asking, and you're like, I wouldn't give you $20,000 under what you were asking, but it was just insanity. So we kind of, people are still in that memory of, oh my goodness, my house is worth way more than what it is. So setting realistic expectations, helping people depersonalize, selling conditions, you know, those are things in the market fluctuation that you have to just set realistic expectations in everything. And a lot of it comes to mindset and really educating where the market is today.
Yeah, those are two great points. But Marcy, what advice would you give someone that's looking to buy in our area? Any key factors that they should consider?
Well, of course, if you're looking to buy in our area, of course, buying and selling, especially buying, is very person-centric. You know, what you would look for, Tiffany, is different what I would look for, which our next-door neighbor may be looking for. For many people, it's schools. That's really probably the number one driver, is the school systems. What sports they have, what the academics are. I know my kids wanted to go to a high school that had varsity ice hockey. So it really limited the range of what we could look for. Some people want it close to work or to church. Do you want land for chickens? I have a client that just bought 2 acres, a beautiful house, because they want chickens. And you have to find a property that allows chickens. Space for aging parents. Multi-generational family homes right now are very big. I have a family that literally is under contract right now that's going to have 3 generations under one roof. The list is very diverse, and the list is endless. So I help walk through that. I go through a questionnaire personally with each of my clients to know when they're looking in our area. And if I don't know them, that's what my questionnaire does. I want to get to know them, who they are, what drives them, what are their passions, what are they excited about? Because that all goes into their home. So if I get to know them, then as I'm searching and scouring the real estate lists, I can help find and help just refine those wants and needs that they have. I'll be honest, I think a great real estate agent is imperative nowadays. That is really important because we are a really litigious world. We all know that. Mm-hmm. And so you want somebody who can navigate the contracts. Our contract is 13 pages.
Wow.
There's a lot to it.
Right.
There's a lot of ins and outs. You want somebody who is a professional that knows what they're doing. You want someone who knows the current market conditions. That is really imperative. Each contract can have complexities. Every single one is different. One who knows the importance of negotiations. Negotiations are just, can be hot and heavy. I mean, I've got a stressor going on right now with a client, and it really is just, you want somebody who's willing to go to battle for you if
right.
needed.
Right.
So that's really important. And really the biggest and most important I find is communication. Mm. Do you have an agent who communicates, who is transparent with what's going on, that gets you all the information that you need to know to, again, through the whole process, make the best decisions? And that's what you have to do, because this market can be different today, tomorrow, next month, and in 6 months. So it's just, you have to kind of be ready and willing to have a professional with you, but at the same time, be willing to be a little fluid in your decisions mm-hmm. and your wants and your needs, because it does change.
Marcy, that is fantastic advice. Thank you so much. And thanks for sharing your valuable insights on the current real estate market and landscape. Your perspective sheds light on the challenges and opportunities that both buyers and sellers face in today's market. And it was sure nice having you back in the office. If you found today's episode insightful, make sure to subscribe to the Inner Circle podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, or visit our website at advisors.ubs.com/radius, where you can stay connected with our latest episodes and exclusive content. Until next time, this is Tiffany Kellner signing off.
Today's episode features financial advisors with UBS Financial Services Incorporated, a subsidiary of UBS Group AG, member FINRA, SIPC, located at 3601 Rigby Road, Miamisburg, Ohio, and can be reached at radiusgroup@ubs.com. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services Incorporated offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC registered broker dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary.